It's Valentine's Day. The Sod Show goes to a florist.
Dublin City FM. Friday, 3 p.m. Gardeners all over the world listening to The Sod Show with Peter Donegan.
One of 3.2 Dublin City FM with Brian Green and Peter Donegan. Good afternoon. We're brought to you in association with our sponsors, greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. Check them out on the internet at www.greensacks.ie. Check them out at the supermarket where you can pick up some greensacks. On today's programme, yes, I said we're in a florist. It's Valentine's Day. We're romantic at the Sod Show. We are, honestly, we are. And we didn't leave it to the last minute to get some flowers either. No, more seriously, we are at a florist's. You remember last week the terrible weather, the flooding in Cork? Well, roving reporter Paula Mahoney is down in Cork checking out some businesses, and that's what we'll be hearing today on The Sod Show. Also coming up, we'll be heading over to County Clare and Carmen Cronin. So stay tuned for that, all between now and 3:30. But it's back to Cork, and Paula Mahoney has been meeting with some traders on South Mall. Have a listen.
Thanks, lads. Thanks, and welcome to Cork. It's roving reporter Paula Mahoney here, and I've stumbled into a florist, a very particular florist on the South Mall in Cork. It's got a name called The Best of Buds, and across the room from me is Carole Horgan, who is not 3 feet in water. Carole, when were you last standing in water?
Hello, Paul. It was last Tuesday, actually. I think the whole of the countryside saw us when we were up to our ankles in water and furiously brushing it out of our shop and away from our front door. But you can see now we're surrounded by magnificent blooms and the best of buds, and there's not a drop of water to be seen, except in our vases.
Of course, this is your favourite week of the year, isn't it?
I wouldn't say our favourite, really. I think if you're a passionate florist, and if they're as close to your heart as you claim that they are, every day is a special day. And I genuinely mean that. Every day is a special day.
Well, before we get on to Valentine's Day, right, well, I just want to take you back to the floods. Now, come on, look, they weren't really bad, were they? It was only a small, piddly little thing that came in your door, is that right?
Where were you last Tuesday night, Paul? At home on your sofa with your little toast, tucked in your little toasty slippers, while I was here in my Wellington boots. And they were filling up, and I was chucking the water out of those every 5 minutes. It was really bad. It was scary. It was really, really scary. I think it was the first time in my life when I realised that fire and water, they kind of go hand in hand, because there was no stopping the water coming at us, and we could see the damage that it was doing as it flowed into every premises on the South Mall. None of us were escaping.
Oh God, you need your coffee. Get yourself a cup of coffee into you now while you're talking. What do you mean by fire and water? I thought water puts out fire.
It does, but it was like out of control, and it was coming at us at a rate of knots and destroying as it was gaining ground.
At what time of the day was this, or night was this, and who was we? I mean, how many of you were there?
We, myself and the team of florists I work with, we worked hard to save our shop. I think we built the sandbags outside the shop at about 7 p.m. And then we went across to Electric and sat and had coffee and some glorious sandwiches and salads. And we sat there and thought, my God, what's the fuss about? The river is the tide is rising, but it doesn't seem to be coming out over the wall. And we were almost disappointed, because there was such anticipation during the day about what it was going to be like. So we sat, and there was no drama. And we are drama queens at the best of buds. So the tingle of anticipation just kind of left us. And then all of a sudden, boom, the water came.
It came over, yeah. It came over the top?
And it came up through the drains. And
oh, the drains? It
yes.
Came in not over the top of the side
no,
of the...
No, not at all, not at all. That would be very kind of ordinary, wouldn't it? It came up through the drains, and it met in the middle of the road on the South Mall, and just began to pour into the premises.
So you're sitting slightly elevated in Electric, which is across mm-hmm. the way, Electric mm-hmm. Cork, across the way mm-hmm. in the South Mall from
yes.
your own business.
Yes.
You're just looking out there, and the next minute stuff comes coming through the floor of the road.
Yeah, Yeah. There was a movie many, many years ago. I'm sure you won't remember it. Actually, my granny told me about it.
Yeah, I'm not that young.
No. And I'm not
that old. Or not that old.
I know.
Anyway, whatever we are. Go on.
It was called The Blob, and it kind of took over. And it was just this big mass that took over. And this is kind of, this monster came upon us, and the water took over. Yes. So then we rushed out, put our wellies on, and tested them, and the wellies failed. But we succeeded in keeping the water out.
All right, you didn't throw all your flowers into the water saying this is a cheap way of keeping them alive?
No. We care too much about our beautiful bugs. No. We built a dam inside the shop. I think my days at the beach when I was young and built a castle and moat around it. We built a dam in the shop, inside the door as well as outside. Fantastic team of engineers working at the best of bugs. And we did that. And it sort of saved us. It did save us. And we lifted everything up from the floor as well. But that's enough about the flood. It's history, isn't it?
It isn't history. It might happen again.
Well, it's future history then.
All right. What else? Okay, look.
Let's talk about nice things.
Okay. I want to know.
Depressing things on the radio about me depressing the nation even more.
All right, have a drop of your coffee there and think about this thing. Someday in your life, I don't know what you've done before, but someday in your life you were doing something fairly innocuous and harmless and all that. And now look at you, you're surrounded here by all these flowers. So come on, what's the story?
What's the story? The story is that I just have a passion for flowers. I have a passion for the industry. I'm a passionate person. And
so when did that begin? I got to get to the roots of
this
now.
Me being a passionate person?
No. That's too risque. We're a daytime Tory.
That's a bit risque. Yeah.
No. Let's stick with the passion for growing flowers, right?
The passion for flowers probably started when I was 6 or 7. When I was in my back garden at home. And as a young child, I think all young children, they like to play shop. And we were playing supermarket, and my sister was kind of more the grocery sector, and I looked after the flowers. So as she went and emptied the fridge and the cupboards at home, in our house, in the kitchen, I went to the neighbour's garden and cut every flower in sight. And our neighbour's prized calla lilies, I had a couple of those in a bucket. Always got a good price for those. They were a good seller. And
what age were you, Baga, again?
6 to 7.
Between 6 and 7.
Yes.
You were selling these things, were you?
I was selling those. And my sister had artificial money. I had real stuff. I was dealing with the real currency at the time. So I sold those and wrapped them then in brown paper, which I would have had a roll from covering my school books. I thought that would be gorgeous for my shop. And I wrapped the flowers and sold them from the bucket in our backyard.
And you kept your brothers and sisters in food and the rest of the family going.
I would say that's
as you barely survived.
I would say that's extreme. It kept me in shoes and handbags, darling.
Right. You see, she's just impossible. This. Where did you come from? I mean, okay, come on. Let's go back to you for a second. I mean, where was this home of yours? Was it Cork? Are you from Ballyfihan? Where are you from? You're not from Ballyfihan. No.
Cork City.
Cork City. Right.
Yes.
Are you down Montanossi?
Oh, God, no. Just the north side of the city.
The north
I'm very,
side?
Very, very, very proud of that.
Are you a Blackpool lady?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay. Look, you're out on license from the jail. Okay, don't worry about that altogether. Right, okay. Look, you're from Cork. No, seriously, you grew up in Cork, mm-hmm. right? Okay, you grew up in Cork, right? And at a very early age, you became an entrepreneur.
I would say so, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Now, tell me some, why flowers? I mean, you could have been the one in the kitchen who went for the groceries.
I've only been in the flower industry for the last 6 years. My life kind of took off into the commercial arena, and I was in the service industry and the recruitment industry for 20 years of my life.
Will you hold on to that? Because in the second half of the show, I want to find out. I happen to know something about you, and you know I know it about it. In fact, you're the reason I'm in Cork. But that's another story.
Yes.
We don't have to break all the full story in this program. But look, I'm going to hand back to the studio now for a few minutes while you have a bit more coffee, and then we'll get to the nitty gritty of what you were doing before you leaped into the commerce of flowers.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks, Carole. I'm not that old, and I remember the blob.
There's no stopping the blob as it spreads from town to town. It's indestructible. It's indescribable. Nothing can stop it.
This town is in danger.
How can it be stopped? Mob hysteria sweeps one city. Before long, the nation and then the world could fall before the blood-curdling threat of the Blob.
On 3.2 Dublin City FM, it is The Sod Show, at Sod Show on Twitter, The Sod Show on Facebook, and sodshow.com for the back catalogue for the last 2.5 years, all the podcasts. That's how you can get in touch with us. That was Cork. We're going back to Cork in a moment, but first we're going to hop over to County Clare, and we're going to talk to somebody we haven't spoken to or heard from on The Sod Show before. Hello, Carmen Cronin.
Thank you so much, Brian, and a big hello to all the gardeners out there. I'm delighted to be on the show, and I wanted to give you an update from the west of Ireland about all the garden news and events that we have here in terms of what we're creating for Clare Garden Festival, and then also what's happening in general in the area. But before I do that, can I just say, what is wrong with the weather? I mean, it's just absolutely miserable. But there is hope, and there is one thing that definitely I can see happening. When I just recently went out into the garden, and I actually had a look around, and I was, wading through the water, that sort of thing. And next thing, I found that there was a little bit of garlic peeping up, and in the tunnel, I could see some peas sprouting. So absolutely, there is hope. And when I speak about hope and things like that, can I just say that is absolutely fantastic to see the way that people all over the country are supporting our charity, the Irish Seed Savers Association. We've been through a lot in the last couple of years and weeks and months, and they really need the donations and the support they're getting at the moment. So absolutely thank you so much to everybody who's been helping out in that direction. And if you haven't been, if you've never actually been down to Scariff and out to the Irish Seed Savers Association, you must go. It's a fantastic place to go, and it is hugely inspirational. It really is a sight to see, and a lot of people have been surprised by the knowledge and the type of things that you can actually see and find out in terms of growing and saving seed and things like that. So that's a little tip in that direction. And in the area of supporting each other and in the spirit of doing that, I thought that it would be important that for the Garden Festival, for our Clare Garden Festival, we also create something that is, for the community. So we've created the Pop-Up Garden Community Challenge. And what it is, basically, it's for community groups, tidy towns groups, charities, any kind of grouping of people that are really into gardening and that want to put together a little kind of a pop-up garden for the garden festival. And what they need to do, really, is to just have a think about the topic. It's protecting the environment in your garden. And then if they put together a little bit of a brief on that and send it off to us, there's obviously an application form for it. And I suppose the great thing about it is that you can represent your community garden or whatever group you're in at the festival on the day with your little garden, whatever, 2 by 3 meters or something like that. And then also there is a prize money in it. So for more information, go to claregardenfestival.com. The other thing that we've been thinking about is basically, well, is it just a one-day event? You know, can that be everything we can offer? And I don't think it should be. So what we've done is we've created a calendar of events. And those events basically are all about, you know, putting together the opportunity for people to come, give a little bit of a donation, you know, but basically to come together in the evenings and listen to some garden talks. They're going to be taking place at the Rowan Tree Cafe Bar, and the first one is starting at on the 18th of February, and it's all about garden design. And the person that's speaking in it will be Lisa McKnight. She's the Bloom Silver Medalist from last year. She's located here in County Clare, and she's basically going to talk about garden design in general, and then also, you know, what can you do to, I suppose, improve your own garden and things like that. So that's a great one to go to. And then also the next week after that is the 25th of February. We're going to do something on seed selection and early sowings, and we'll have somebody from Irish Seed Service there to do the talk. And looking into March, then there is a great course coming up with Jim Cronin, Organic Gardening, of course. There's going to be a seed share, and there's going to be loads of other things happening in March. I talked to you about them again at some stage. The other thing that I was going to mention was that there are fantastic events coming up in February in County Clare and surrounding areas. So, of course, we have a snowdrop day, and it's going to be happening in the Woodvale Walled Garden on the 8th of February. So fair play to them for coming and, you know, organising an event like that. There's also something that I've just been contacted about today, which is going to be called Heroes of the Potato Revolution. And that's going to be happening in the Burn in the XPO in Kilnaboy on Thursday the 20th of this month, February, and from 8 o'clock, and it sounds very interesting, very different, so something to go to definitely. And the other thing that I was going to mention was, of course, there's loads of courses and things like that starting everywhere, and one of the good ones that I would recommend is to have a look at Living Gardens, of course have a look at Irish Seed Savers, of course have a look at Jim's stuff and everything like that. So you know, I suppose it's still the kind of year where you might say, okay, well, can I actually just, you know, come with a bit of new information, learn a bit of new things before I go out in the garden myself again? So that's really all I wanted to talk to you about today. A little bit of festival information before I go. The Clare Garden Festival is the 27th of April, the last Sunday in April, that is. And it's on in Ennis in County Clare. And we have a Facebook page, which is, if you just look for Clare Garden Festival on Facebook, basically. I hope that the first signs of growth are showing in your garden. Maybe you do also have a couple of peas. Maybe you have some garlic that's popping up their little heads. Maybe you have some snowdrops. I mean, it's all there for the taking. And I think it's fantastic to see bits and pieces growing now again. If you have any information in terms of events, festivals, anything that's happening in terms of gardening, you can let me know about them. I put all those bits and pieces up on my website, and there is a lot of information also about garden festivals all over the country. You can have I can put them into my newsletter, I can put them into a column that I'm writing for the Clare Champion now, so please do contact me if you want to put some information into any of those bits, and I'll see where I can throw them and put them in. So I'm hoping to be back soon with more news and information and events in terms of gardening. And in the meantime, happy gardening.
Thank you, Carmen Cronin. It's all happening in County Clare. Those dates will be on sodshow.com. Brought to you in association with greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. Check them out at greensacks.ie. We're heading back to Cork. We're whizzing around the place. It is Dublin City FM. Remember, it is Dublin City FM. And but we're internationalists. We'll turn up anywhere. We're going back to Cork, and roving reporter Paul O'Mahony is, he's checking out what's available on Valentine's Day in a florist.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks very much, guys in the studio. Right, we're here for the second half now, and here's the really good stuff coming, because I want to get down to the nitty-gritty with Carole, the owner, the managing director, the CEO, whatever her job title is. She's probably actually called, you know, your favourite flower, from the company The Best of Buds, which is on the South Mall in Cork. And I could give you their phone number if you want to ring in and get flowers from them. It's 021 in Cork, 427-4783. I'm reading all this. And they have a website called thebestofbuds.ie. Okay, having done an unashamed plug, for which I've been going to be paid in massive bouquets of flowers, I assume, can I ask you, Carole, what on earth were you doing before you got into flowers?
As I said, I was and am in the recruitment industry. The recruitment sector, Network Personnel Consultants is my other company, a fine fine company that has been running now for over 25 years. I started there 20 years ago and worked in that industry, and again, quite passionate about it. I have to be passionate about what I do to do it, and that's what I did. And we have the best recruitment company, recruiting in the executive sector in many industries in Cork and County, and indeed nationally and internationally at times.
Just let me chip in there one thing. Yes. So basically you recruit flowers that will bloom in organisations.
No, not at all.
Oh, sorry, I thought you did that.
No, we've quite a serious business in Cork, and it's run by two fantastic women, Helga and Sue, and they've worked with me for over like 10 and 20 years. I then, 6-7 years ago, with a beautiful building on the South Mall, when I could see that the recruitment sector was like contracting with the recession, I thought, well, this is my time. This is my time to do something, my wildest dream. And my wildest dream was to have a flower shop. And it was something that I sort of put up on the top shelf 20 years ago when I had to be serious about a career. And when my mum and dad said, you know, you need to be real and you need to go out and earn a living. I felt that it was my time then to take that dream down from the top shelf and to realise it. So I surrounded myself with my fantastic friends, and I said to them, guys, you're not going to believe what I'm going to do. And they said, oh my God, what are you going to do now? And I said, I'm going to open a flower shop. And they said, fantastic, let's go. So I went off to London and trained in a beautiful place there, Jane Packer. The lady has since died, sadly. But I trained there through many summers and many, many courses. And I wouldn't say develop my passion, because I don't think you can develop a passion. You can just develop your skill. And I came back and recruited a fantastic florist, Susie, at the time. And I said, let's go. Gathered my friends. We converted my front reception in my recruitment agency on the South Mall and turned it into a magnificent flower shop, as you will see. We just started out, and it has gone from strength to strength. It has been just a wonderful experience, and the women upstairs in my recruitment agency, they run that brilliantly, and I got a start again to start a new business in a recession against the odds. And I said, what have we got to lose? Nothing, except my pride if it failed, and it didn't. So here we are.
Wow. Have you ever painted in your life?
Absolutely. That's where I started out. I started out in the College of Art in Cork. I paint quite a lot. I had an exhibition a number of years ago, and that's on my kind of bucket list again in 2014-15, to go back to basics and to start to paint again. I just feel that I will have the time now and the headspace and the soul space to do that. So that's part of my plan. Yes.
Well, look, you're a florist. Your favourite colour must be green.
Yeah, love green. Yeah. Love green. Yeah.
Okay, I'd like to hear now, we're moving towards the really important part of the programme from the point of view of the listeners, right? The main things they're interested in is whether you have ever got yourself dirty in a garden, whether you've ever planted anything in your life, whether you've ever really wielded a secateurs, whether you've actually germinated anything other than passion and ideas. What are you like in the garden?
In the garden, to be honest, I'm kind of the finished product lady. My mum does all the planting and the gardening. In fact, she's like a golfer, because all during the year, her arms are brown, the rest of her body is white. She protects herself from the sun, but she looks like she's been out doing 20 rounds of golf every morning, because she's got tanned hands. She's a brilliant gardener. I suppose she developed the passion that I do have for flowers. The whole life cycle of plants and flowers fascinate me. And I think we take it for granted, because you see roses here and there from, these ones in particular, these glorious red ones, are from Ecuador. And can you imagine, I mean, they started off a little seed in the ground. They grew, they were harvested, they were sent into the central system in Holland. We then called down an order, so they were put on a ferry and they were sent to us in Ireland. They come into our little shop, our humble shop on the South Mall. We take them out of the boxes, we condition them, we give them their first drink of water, and we then set them up to go out to a table, a coffee table in Douglas, or maybe a little dressing table in the Bonds to cheer somebody up who's not had such good news about their health, or maybe there's a big bunch of those beautiful freesia and roses going to the maternity hospital to welcome a set of twins into the world. So isn't it fascinating, Paul, that it comes from a seed in the ground and ends up there, and then when they've served their time and they've prettied some life for 10 years and they are disposed of and they go back into the system again. That's fascinating. It's a bit like us, isn't it?
Yeah, and when I walk out of your shop, you know, with my bunch of red roses and I take them off for the weekend and on Valentine's night, I use them to help me get the proposal accepted, right? Mm-hmm. And she says yes, right? Mm-hmm. So the story is that a seed that was planted in Ecuador...
Oh, my God, stop it, Paul. This is getting out of control.
Results
I can see where you're going with this.
Results in great-grandchildren in Cork, right? So, okay,
perhaps,
okay, okay,
perhaps,
okay.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Look, you're the expert. We gotta finish with Valentine's Day, I'm afraid. The programme is going out on Valentine's Day. You know, it's too late for you to sell any flowers on Valentine's Day via the programme, but Valentine's Day is very important, right?
I don't need to sell flowers, Paul. Love will sell them.
Okay, okay. Let me ask you. You have no red ones left in the shop, right? They're all gone. I'm sorry. You've understocked. I want you to imagine this, right?
I come into you
and say, I can't have... I know you don't have any red ones left, but I won't buy from anybody else. You're the only person who sells love. Right, what are you going to sell me?
I would create something beautiful for you because I'm a woman and you're taking them home to the woman of your dreams. So
yeah. Come on. What are you going to give me to take home?
Just let it to me and I'll send you off with something beautiful. We have a little sign outside our shop today and it says, remember today is Valentine's. Get your bouquet. And kind of, we don't want a picture and no sound in your house for the weekend. Because some men actually forget Valentine's Day.
I don't believe it. You're actually telling me that some men... somewhere? Actually forget Valentine's Day?
Yes, yes.
Where's your evidence?
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
If you come into my shop tomorrow, 15th of February, you will actually see a queue. And they will be the boys who forgot Valentine's Day. So after I absolutely give them the banks, as we say, I then create something beautiful for them. So I actually stock up for the 15th as well. For men who forget Valentine's Day. Or indeed for a lot of people, to be fair to some men, who work on Valentine's night. So they don't have time to get out to get flowers, or so they say.
Okay, guys, all of you listening here, all you, seriously heavy gardeners, right? There's a woman down here who helps you to make up, repair the damage, yes?
Yes.
Just as you help get through the floods, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, look, as we get to the end, Carul, tell me, how would anybody find you? You, in your own words, how can you be found?
In Cork.
Yeah.
Location.
Yeah.
Yes. We're on the west end of the South Mall. And we're...
Okay, hang on, let's do it differently. You're in Dublin, right? You've never dreamt of buying flowers from anyone in Cork and they've heard you and they're going, oh my God, I want to buy from her. How are they going to get in touch with you?
Well, I can only help them if they want to send flowers in Cork and county. So, they're going to ring my telephone number, 021-427-4783. And any of our florists, any of our team there will be very, very happy to talk to them.
Okay, now look, thank you very much, Carul Horgan from Best of Buds. And back to you guys in the studio.
The first ever report from Paul O'Mahony. Saying it with flowers and Carul Horgan with him. Thank you very much for that. Say it with flowers. Peter Donegan would say it with flowers, F-L-O-W-E-R-S. Katrina Redmond would say it with flower, F-L-O-U-R. I don't know what Brian Green would say it with. Probably wouldn't say it at all. With thanks to greensax.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. This has been The Sod Show, 103.2 Dublin City FM. Thanks for listening. Check us out on the podcast. Talk to you next Friday at 3. Take care. Bye-bye.